President Robert Mugabe at the weekend had his first sight on his grandson, Simbanashe Chikore, in Singapore, sired by his daughter Bona and son-in-law Simba Chikore last month. Some Zimbabweans said they had nothing to do with Simbanashe as they are struggling to make ends meet due to the current economic crisis in the country. Some of them, instead, urged the president to step down to allow a new crop of leaders to run the country and revitalize the economy. One such resident is Glenview resident Fabian Gwaunza, who says this would give Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe since independence in 1980, ample time to be with his family, including Simbanashe.
He should quit now. He must have to go home and relax with his grandchildren.
This was echoed by MDCT member Shakespeare Mukoi, noting that it is unlikely that the president will relinquish power only to be with his grandson and other family members.
If the family is extended, so that will entice him to have more terms in office so that he can keep his family. We don't expect him to retire or resign for any reason.
Mukoi's sentiments were also supported by Highfield resident Rutendo Shambare.
I don't think Mugabe will leave the office now because he is enjoying the dictatorship. So I don't think he will leave the office because he's now a grandfather.
Another Harare resident, Francis Machimbidzofa, said the birth of Bona's son would not change Zimbabwe's political misfortunes, adding that there were more pressing bread and butter issues affecting Zimbabweans than to focus on Mr. Mugabe's grandson. But two ZANU-PF activists who refused to have their voices recorded said they are happy that the Mugabes have an additional member of the family. Some people have even questioned whether Simbanashe is a Zimbabwean following his birth outside Zimbabwe. Chapter 3, Section 36, Subsection 2 of Zimbabwe's Constitution stipulates that persons born outside Zimbabwe are Zimbabwean citizens by birth if, when they were born, either of their parents was a Zimbabwean citizen and ordinarily resident in Zimbabwe or working outside Zimbabwe for the state or any international organization. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.